Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we'll start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss the 2016 fourth quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the Investors Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2016 fourth quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending the fourth quarter 2016 earnings release conference call of Industrias Rumo. We are releasing our quarterly and annual results with many challenges. We are still facing a very weak demand in the domestic market for home machines. However, we observed a consistent growth in the exports of this business unit, but with margins compressions felt since June due to the appreciation of the local currency. In 2016, we also noted a significant improvement in the order entry, resulting in a solid backlog for 2017 in the Burkhardt & Weber business unit, coming back to the normal level. Additionally, we presented a good improvement in 2016 margins of the rough and machined cast iron parts business unit. In this way, we maintained a solid consolidated balance sheet at year-end with a small amount of cash consumption. Looking forward, during 2017, we should still face a challenging market for the domestic manufacturing sector, with the local currency appreciated and a weak demand for machinery. Therefore, we made significant adjustments in our structure, mainly in the fourth quarter of 2016, which impacted both the cash and the earnings of 2016. However, these adjustments will be important to recover profitability in 2017, even in a low demand domestic market. We are very confident that we are making the right choices and continuing to capture every opportunity. Now, I would like to pass the call to Fabio, who will detail our earnings for 2016 fourth quarter and year end.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending this conference call. Beginning the chart number three, here we highlighted the casting business that in 2016 grew its revenues by 54%, mainly driven by the heavy casting parts. Such growth also positively impacted the operational margins in 2016, where EBITDA margin increased from 5.5% to 9.4% in 2016. EBITDA was negative in 12.6 million reais in the fourth quarter 2016, impacted mainly by the layoff costs of 12.4 million reais. Although net debt has increased by 5.3 million in 2016, it was mainly impacted by the cash out of 17.3 million reais related to the layoffs. The order entry grew 27.7% in 2016, mainly due to the BW order entry, especially orders coming from China that started to demand more capital goods in 2016, and also orders from oil and gas and aerospace segments, which are strategic segments that BW has been seeking in the last years. The chart number four. Here you see the GDP, industrial GDP, and gross capital fixed formation. When we look at the performance of those three indexes in the last 2 years, we see a negative behavior of all of them, which reflects in the order entry of roaming machines in the domestic market. The chart number five, the capacity utilization has been very similar to 2015, running close to the 65%. It means the industry still has available capacity to utilize, and investments in capacity expansion, which are the main driver for growth, should not happen shortly. The confidence index has shown a positive development compared to 2015. However, as we already mentioned, Romy has not felt an effective impact in the order entry for machines in the domestic market. The chart number six, for Romy machines, the demanding sectors in 2016 have been pretty much the same as 2015, and there is no one specific segment that we could highlight that is sure to begin a new investment cycle. Most of them are in a moderate investment levels, and are mainly those investments are mainly related to the renewal of the existing capacity. At BW, oil and gas in 2016 represented 18%, which was a significant segment supplied by, which was not a significant segment supplied by BW in the past years. This increase is represented by a package of machines sold in April 2016 to a manufacturer of oil and gas components in the Middle East. In the casting business, heavy casting parts represented mainly by the wind power components accounted for 69% of the 2016 revenues. Although agriculture segment has reduced its participation in total revenues in 2016, such segment has shown a good perspective for 2017. The chart number seven. Due to the lower domestic orders for roaming machines, the roaming machines business unit has dropped its participation in consolidated revenues from 51% to 45% in 2016. On the other hand, the casting business grew from 22% to 36%, mainly driven by the heavy casting parts. And Burkhardt and Weber reduced its participation from 27% to 20%, mainly due to the lack of order entry in the second half of 2015 that impacted the business in 2016. The chart number eight, although roaming machines had a decrease in revenue in 2016 compared to 2015, the casting business, which has most of its revenues in Brazil, grew about 54% in the same period, showing an increase in the domestic participation in the consolidated revenues from 59% to 65% in 2016. The main market abroad, still Europe. In 2016, the participation of Europe has dropped from 30 to 22%, mainly due to the decrease of BW revenues. The chart number 9, order entry in the fourth quarter 2016 increased to 34.7% compared to the same period of 2015, mainly due to the increase in order entries from BW. For the entire year of 2016, orders increased by 27.7%. Rowing machines domestic orders decreased, however, it was offset by the increase in the order entry of exports, resulting in a flattish order entry in 2016 compared to 2015. BW orders in 2016 have significantly increased compared to 2015. The recovery of the Chinese demand for capital goods in 2016 and the seeking for new segments like the oil and gas and aerospace had a positive impact in the orders this year. In the casting business, orders increased by 7% in 2016 compared to 2015, showing this business unit continues with a good perspective. And heavy parts for wind power and also agricultural components were the main drivers for such increase. By the end of 2016, the company still shows a good backlog, especially BW for the year of 2017, showing that BW should get back to the normal level of operation shortly. The chart number 10, the cost structure remained quite similar in 2016 compared to the same period of 2015. Even though production of rolling machines dropped about 40%. The main action and aspects of this were the several measures taken focused on the operational efficiency in order to make our cost structure more flexible. An increase in the cash production allowed us to dilute better and adjust fixed costs and structures in 2016. The chart number 11, the profitability, gross margin in the fourth quarter 2016 decreased compared to the same period of 2015, came from 23.9% to 16.2%, mainly due to the stronger real that squeezed the margins on exports and also the expenses related to the layoffs performed in the last quarter, this one that impacted the gross margin about 7 million. The chart number 12, EBITDA was negative in the fourth quarter 2016, the amount of 12.6 million, significantly lower when compared to the fourth quarter 2015. The main reasons of such variation were 2016 fourth quarter is affected by 12.4 million of layoff expenses. Depreciation of local currency in 2016 reduced the margin of exports, and in 2015, fourth quarter was positively impacted by 21.9 million related to sales of two non-core assets. In addition to the reasons just mentioned, the net profit of 2016 was negatively impacted by the exchange rate variation recognized in the financial results in the amount of approximately 12 million after tax. This impact is after tax. The chart number 13, gross margin in the roaming machines in 2016 was 3.2% lower compared to 2015. The lower demand for machines in the domestic market, the stronger local currency that reduced the export margins, as well as the layoff expenses of 2016, were the main reasons for such decrease. The EBITDA margin decreased 7.4%, and in addition to the reasons just mentioned, in 2015, talking specifically about the EBITDA, of this business unit. In 2015, it has been positively impacted by 21.9 million reais related to the sales of the two non-core assets. BW Machines gross and EBITDA margins decreased by 4.9% and 11.6% respectively. The lower revenues compared to 2015 was the main reason for the weaker performance in 2016. However, we can see a solid backlog of BW for 2017, showing the company should return to the normal level of profitability shortly. The casting business continues to show an important increase in the gross and EBITDA margins. Revenues increased by 54% in 2016, driven mainly by the heavy casting parts, which produce components mostly to the wind power segment. EBITDA margin increased from 5.5% to 9.4% in 2016, showing that the performance has been substantially above 2015. Chart number 14, net debt increased by 5.3 million in 2016, impacted by the 17.3 million related to the layoff expenses, and also 5.7 million of a buyback program ended in April 2016. It shows that operationally speaking, the company has consistently generated cash in the last years. The chart number 15. The share performance for the last two-year period shows a positive development. The several measures focus on operational aspects in order to be more flexible, increase profitability, and mainly the cash generation the last years possibly is something that impacted positively the share performance. Well, we here end up the presentation, and now we move to the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you for participating in the conference call of Industrias Home. We are available to answer any questions you may have during this quarter. Bye-bye.
That does conclude Rome's quarter earnings results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may disconnect now.